Hello, everyone, and welcome back to How to Quest. I'm your host, Todd.
I'm your co-host, Alex.
And we have a guest today. Go ahead.
This is your guest, Corey.
Corey. Actually, I don't know. Brody hasn't been on here yet.
No. You should get him on when he gets back.
I will. When is he getting back? Our friend Brody is he's up in Seattle right now. Having a blast from what I hear.
He better be if he's in Seattle partying it up.
Oh yeah, no, he's having a good time.
Yeah.
Having a grand old time.
Oh yeah. But
he gets back the 9th.
The 9th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the time that Matt comes back, I think, too.
Is he still living in a box?
No. All right.
I think that's what I heard.
I think we should explain the story on this podcast because
he's not living in a box.
It's an absolutely 100% outrageous story about our friend Matt. And so basically, I mean, if you live in New Zealand, apparently you've heard about this on the news, because basically what happened is one of our friend Matt, he got an internship to campaign for the Labour Party in New Zealand, and basically they told him it's gonna be like a 15-person operation. We're going to have, like, decent accommodations and stuff. And he got there, and it was really bad accommodations. They kept losing electricity. It slowly filled up to 90 people, and so much that they had to start, like, they built cardboard cubicle boxes for themselves to live
Thank
in.
God.
And there were protesters outside because apparently the site was on an ancient sacred ground for the Maori tribe people that live there.
Wow.
And then it all came crashing down when some private contractor came to deliver stuff and found out that all the funds for the campaign were obtained through fraudulent credit, all done illegally.
Yeah.
Every single thing in the operation was just bought illegally. And so then it just became this huge scandal by the Labour Party. And basically, he said, like, the nation's leaders kicked down his door and are basically like, this thing is a sham. Like, your work is a farce. And, reporters were, like, snooping around the premises trying to get photos and documentation of everything. And, it was crazy. And it was all because the guy who did it, I don't know if he worked, I don't know what his affiliations were, but basically he was like dying. I think he had cancer or something. And it was like his last wish was to, like, I don't know, campaign for the Labour Party.
To defraud the country of New Zealand.
And
I guess so.
And like he didn't have the funds, so he had to do it all illegally. And so that was like the story that came out of it. And so now he got kicked out of his internship in New Zealand, so he's just been traveling the country. I mean, if you're going to be trapped in a country after being kicked out,
it might as well be New Zealand,
then it's probably, you want to be in New Zealand. So, but that's the story.
But still, that's something straight out of a movie that you
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy, but he's coming back then, and at the same time, your brother is, so, nice.
Yeah.
It'll be a grand old time. But we are a podcast that has a purpose. And that purpose is every week we gather around this magical mirror that we found at a flea market, and it kind of lets us listen into a alternate dimension based around, like, whoever is near it. I don't know how it works. It's magic.
It's magic.
Don't question it.
Yeah.
And
that's how it works. Okay.
So we're just here to listen in, and it gave us a theme, I think. You want to tell everyone what the theme is?
The theme is trial and error.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's right. Trial and error, folks. Well, it kind of seemed like Bustang and Finkelstein were in a bit of a bind last time.
A bit of a situation, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. But it'll definitely be interesting to see how they manage to get out of that one.
Yeah.
So, what are they on trial for?
it's a whole little story. Basically, some pee was filled a boot with and then was poured on a god. That was a terribly, terribly phrased sentence.
Somebody peed in a boot.
Was filled a boot.
Basically, someone peed in a boot and then poured it on a god's feet.
On a god's feet?
Yeah, and then...
Shoot.
Some jailbreaking occurred as well. There's can't be doing some that. Other offenses. Yeah. They've racked up, but that's basically what happened.
Yeah, I guess we'll figure out the rest of that once we turn on the mirror and see what they're up to.
Sure, and we'll turn it on.
Turn on the mirror?
Just really quick.
You gotta plug it in?
It's magic. We don't
know. It's magic. So not like a switch.
It's magic. It comes on sometimes.
You just kind of look at it and focus, channel your focus on it, and it works.
Okay, all right.
That's really how it goes down. It's a little some behind the scenes for you folks, but basically, I'll go through it real quick for everyone if you can. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, basically a lot of other places. Our main page is on Podomatic.com. You can find us, just type in How to Quest, Facebook and Twitter. You can follow or like us there, and we also got some other podcasts coming out soon on the Flogging File Network. We'll post some announcements about those, but those are coming up in the next few weeks. Pretty excited for that, and I think that's it. If you want to leave us a review on, I think it's called Apple Podcasts now. They changed the name, so it's a specific thing.
Oh, really?
Different from iTunes? I don't know. I think if you just go on iTunes, but basically you can leave us a review, and that's a great way to boost us up in the charts and get more people hearing this this important discovery of this magical mirror in this alternate world. And yeah, that's it. But we won't hold you back any longer. We'll get right into Bustang and Finkelstein's trial and error.
Sounds good.
Let's do it. Well, Finkelstein, today's the day.
What day is that?
It's the day of court, where we're being summoned.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Literally summoned. There's a massive portal in front of us.
Oh.
They're summoning us through the portal to court.
Do you want to go first?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to go first. I'm the one going to court here, so I might as
well. Wait. What am I doing?
Yeah, don't worry. I got you in. Okay. Let's just put it that way. So you just stick with me, all right?
Okay, fine, yeah.
They said you can come in, so.
Okay,
perfect. All right, let's step in. Oh, it's you again.
Yeah, can I help you?
Gosh darn it, why did this portal have to lead here?
What's wrong with this guy's voice?
Oh, it's... Listen, I...
Can I help you?
sorry, yes, I am. I am Bustang. I believe.
I'm Finkelstein.
Yes, Finkelstein actually came last week and spoke to you. I'm Bustang. I'm here for court.
Yes. I know who you are.
Yes, of course. Yeah. I'm clearly the same person. But basically, we're here for court. Do you have any advice for us before we go in?
The judge that I promised you last time won't be there today. Instead, there's another judge.
Oh, who's this judge?
Judge.
It's Judge?
Wait. Judge.
Judge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then. That definitely makes sense. If you're going to be a judge, you should probably be judge.
Okay, go, leave. Go to court.
Well, hold on. Can you hook me up with some spices?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, what do you got? What do you got today?
Well, I have... Well, what did you get last time? You got the cinnamon?
Yeah.
You got the cinnamon.
We made some bomb banana bread.
Oh, true. I have some rosemary. Got some paprika.
I'll take some of that paprika.
I'll have some rosemary. Yes.
All right, thank you. This is definitely gonna... This is gonna...
Wait, dude.
Ease it up.
Do we pay him?
No. He just gives this shit away for free.
Oh.
Listen, it's a whole debate. Let's just... I'm not going to get into it. Let's just move on. Where do we have to go?
That way.
That way? Through those big doors or the tiny door that's inside the big doors?
Well, it depends how tall you are.
I mean, I'd say...
Just big go through door. The small door.
Oh, the big door would be way more dramatic.
Fine, go through the big door.
Yes. All right. Let's do it. Finkelstein.
All right.
Just stick with me.
Okay.
I think you might just have to sit in the stands for now or something.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right. Then let's do it.
Hear ye, bringing the court to order. This is the trial of Bue Stain versus the Mamba Five.
Bring in the defendant. Come on, hey, take it easy. Okay, yes, I am Bue Stain.
Have a seat, sir.
Have a seat.
Bue Stain, you can do it. I'm watching from up here on the back. You can do it.
Hey. Are you Bue Stain?
No.
All right, have a seat.
Oh, okay.
You can do it. I got this, Finkelstein, don't worry. I would sit, Your Honor, but this chair is made out of knives.
It's made out of... Oh, well, that's a knife chair.
May I request a different chair, preferably not with sharpened knives?
All right. Bring in the fire chair.
Thank you. That is much better. I always wanted a heated seat. All right, yeah. Thank you. All right, yeah, let me just scoot in. Yes, all right.
All right, so it says here you urinated in a boot.
Is this correct? Yes, that is correct.
It wasn't his fault.
Finkelstein, keep it down. Sorry. That is my friend. He's a little too supportive sometimes.
All right. So you were forced to urinate in this boot.
No, I did it of my own volition. Listen, we came in on an iceberg, and there wasn't really a bathroom on the iceberg, so I had to use the nearest thing available, which was a boot.
Was it your boot?
No, it was Finkelstein's boot.
It was Finkelstein's boot.
All right. That's me!
That's you!
That's me, yeah!
And then what did you do with this boot?
Well, first I rallied. I rallied everybody on the iceberg before we got off. You always got to make sure you after you use a boot, you piss in a boot, you rally everybody around you so that they can see you as you run up to a god and pour that boot of piss on the god's feet.
And was this well received?
It was not well received at all, as a matter of fact. You see, Judge... I simply thought that the god had very worn feet, and it appeared that it might have had athlete's foot. So, I simply poured the piss on the foot, because piss is commonly known to cure the athlete's foot. So I was really trying to perform a service.
Sounds ridiculous, what you're saying. But,
It's just what happened.
It's just what happened? All right. Now, do we have the god present?
Yes. Oh, I think we do. Is that I think that's her over there.
Why? What are you talking about? This man pissed in my boot.
Yes. I'm very sorry about that. I meant it like very well.
Me. Excuse me, pardon me. Let me get through here. Let me clear some things up. Let me just.
Let him in. Yes, you may speak.
Finkelstein, come on. You gotta get it out. Quick, this is your chance.
He's guilty.
What?
Yeah.
Well.
Wait, hold on.
Unless there's something else to be said.
Oh, sorry.
I think we have a decision.
Hold on. I object. This man was not even a part of this trial. He's not even on the jury. He's just, he just literally ran off.
This man's not on the jury?
Can I be on the jury?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is there an empty seat? Yeah. Go ahead.
Good luck out there.
Okay, thank you, Finkelstein. Apparently I can't count on you, so I've already got one count against me.
You want to be the head juror?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
That sounds good.
I should sort of switch places. All right. But as I was saying, after I poured it out, I was immediately assaulted by your guards in this fair land. But they did handle me quite roughly, and we were thrown in prison. But we didn't even I don't really remember. I was kind of conked on the top of the head. I don't know if we really read any rights or anything. We woke up, and we were in prison, and so our only choice was to break out.
Committing crimes involving urine, you have no rights in this.
You mean just purely urine-based crimes? There's really no way out of it?
No.
Well then, how about this? Let's slide that off the table for now, all right?
Slide the urine? Slide the urine off the table?
Well, we can if you want, but I don't know if that would... I feel like that would just add on to my stack of crimes. Yeah. But how about... We were in the prison, but we were just thrown there. Shouldn't we have at least, you know, had a chance to defend ourselves?
Well, that's what this is now, isn't it?
Yes, but we had to break out of prison to do it.
You broke out of prison?
I mean, we were let out of prison because all the guards believed that we were innocent.
You broke out of prison and came back to a courthouse?
Yes.
Starting to see how you ended up here.
When do we reach a verdict?
Well, I don't know. You're the head juror.
Yeah, and, well, this might be a little problem, but the rest of the jurors left because they were all bored.
Did they?
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed.
It's just me up
here. Wow. The years are taking their toll. Yeah. All right, well, is there any evidence to bring forth?
I'm glad you ask. Yes, there is evidence. Would, Finkelstein, head juror, would you please bring the evidence forward?
Sure.
Yes, this is, as you can see...
Here you are, one dead rat.
That is a dead rat. You may ask yourself, how did we come by this dead rat? Well, I'll tell you. This is the bombshell, Finkelstein. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This wanted poster, as you can see, it is a massive nose in a round circle, but if you hold it like this, it is clearly me and Finkelstein. Yes, we are wanted by the people. The people, they want us to be free. They just want peace for all of us, and they don't even want Finkelstein to be executed.
Finkelstein's being executed now.
Well, I mean, what's an execution? We can just overlook that, can't we?
Can you see how wanted we are? As you can see, if you in the fine print here, the reward is a dead rat.
No, I can't see that. Well, can you bring it closer?
Yeah, okay, hold on a sec. Let me bring it closer here. Yeah. All right, here you go. Right here in the fine print, the reward is a dead rat.
Yeah, that's what it says.
So, as you can see, we did not have a dead rat before, and somebody came up to us, and they actually tried to give us a dead rat because they wanted us so bad that they said, no, you need this dead rat.
We're very sought after.
Very sought after by... Who approached you with this deceased vermin?
It was actually a rat man.
A rat man?
Yeah, they're all over.
Is this one of... they're all over?
All over.
Yeah, I don't know if you've... When the last time you were outside was, but there's just rat men everywhere, and they're just giving away all of their dead babies.
Well, I would like it put on the record that I'm sending somebody to looking at all these rat people.
That's probably for the best.
But, all right, well, looks like you got the dead rat, you got the wanted poster. So what do you want from me?
Basically, I just want all charges dropped.
All charges dropped?
All charges.
Well, we don't really have a clear number of how many charges are on us right now. So we just want all of them.
Yeah, do you
want
to drop some charges on us?
I can drop 3.
Out of?
3 charges.
Oh, that's all of them. We did it. Excellent. That's it. Nothing. We don't have to do anything. Just 3 drop charges.
Well, no. You have to do something for me first.
Oh, all right. What is that?
You have to go out.
Okay. All
right.
Yeah. Gotta go out. I got step it so
one.
Far.
Step
yeah.
one.
All right.
Hold on. Can I get a pen? Can I get a pen? Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Write this down.
Go out.
Do you need paper?
Oh yeah, I'm just kind of writing on the desk here. It'd be kind of if I can take this desk with me, it'd be easier. I'll take a paper.
No. It's fine. You already started. Take the desk.
All right. Excellent. All right.
So I need you to go out.
Yeah.
I want you to find a rat person.
Okay.
Easy.
Right? Easy?
Yeah, they're all over.
Oh. All right. I want you to find this rat person, and I want you to get him to tell you where the Rat King is.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds easy enough. And that's it? You just want to know where the Rat King is?
Yeah. You know, I go way back. Got beef.
Yeah, beef.
Got beef with Rat King.
Oh.
Oh, what happened between you and the Rat King?
The Rat King?
Yeah.
He banged my wife.
Oh. That would bring on the beef.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, pretty serious beef. Yeah. Ground beef, even.
Yeah, that's pretty sneaky, even for a rat.
Yeah.
A Rat King.
But... You just want some chips?
Yeah, sure, I'll take some chips.
I got some chips here.
You know, Judge, it's just me, but you haven't even been outside. You don't even know rat men are walking your halls. You think you might be eating a little too much?
Saying something about my weight?
Take it back.
Yes.
You know what? Yo, Oh, yeah? Yeah?
Listen, I'm just saying, you don't even know about your own people. You're just sitting in here eating these chips.
They're good chips.
They are fantastic chips. Here, head juror.
Let me try some chips.
Try the chips.
As head juror, I reserve the right to eat chips.
Of course.
I second the motion.
You can't second the motion. You're the defendant.
I second it anyway. But I really, that's really just a suggestion. It's not, you don't have to take it to heart. I'm just saying maybe go out.
Duly noted.
Yeah, I mean, we'll tell you where the Rat Man is, but you really gotta find the Rat King yourself. We're not cut out for that just yet.
Well, if you want your charges dropped,
well, we have to find the Rat King.
No, just find a Rat Man.
Yeah, then that's all we're gonna do,
and then find from him where the Rat King is.
Exactly.
See, I got it all planned out.
Schnickelston's got it.
That is Finkelstein.
Finkelstein,
Your Honor.
Finkelstein.
Well, I have a juror name now, which is Schlinkelstein.
Schlinkelstein.
It's Schlinkelstein, yes.
It's Schlinkelstein. Okay, all right. Just make sure we got the records.
Yeah, that's my professional name when I'm on the panel.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is Asturd. That is all.
Asturd.
Asturd, yes. Asturd. May go down on the record that this was spoken by Asturd.
It's an awful name.
Terrible name.
It's my name, all right?
I'll bet you it's got only made fun of a lot as a kid, huh? Yeah?
No, because I went as Bustang. I mean, it wasn't that bad. There was some, you know, light pitchfork stabbing, you know, a couple times I was
light
set on
pitchfork
fire.
Stabbing.
Yeah, well, I mean, really,
just a couple times.
If they hadn't set me on a fire so many times, I wouldn't be able to sit in this fire chair.
That's a fair point.
Sure. I'm very impressed with your ability to hold back the flames and the smell of burning flesh.
Oh yeah, they were really training me from day one. They were just training me for this kind of
stuff. As soon as ass turd popped out, you know, light him up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was just, you know, one day.
Dookie baby.
Yes, I'm a little bit of a dookie baby. I was actually born on the Green Day. That is the day when just everything becomes covered in moss. This moss comes down from the mountains thanks to the evil plant men that live up there. And they just send down a tidal wave of moss. And
they do.
And it pretty much covers everything. And it's a real problem. Lots of people don't really make it out of the town. But, you know, that was Green Day. I made it out. And then I was a dookie baby.
All right, well.
That's quite the tale.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is how I arrived here, Your Honor. That is going all the way back to the beginning.
All the way back, huh? All right, well.
So we're just free to go, right?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
We just need to find a rat man.
Yeah, I just gotta find a rat man, you know, maybe torture him a little bit. Find out what he knows.
I don't know if I want to go as far as torture, Your Honor.
His king banged my wife.
Listen, I know he banged your wife, but...
There must have been some attractive rat man.
No, my wife's just a dirty, dirty whore.
Oh, well, that would do it.
Yes, that is... it's a classic mistake.
Yes, I have taken my fair share of responsibility for marrying a dirty, dirty whore.
Well, let me ask you this. Is the Rat King, is he human on the top or human on the bottom?
He is human only in the penis, sir.
So he's just a giant rat with a male, with a human penis.
He's a big rat, human voice, human penis. Rat testicles.
Oh. Well, that's different.
I'll never get those out of my head.
I couldn't get the rat man, just the regular rat man. They're just walking around naked. It's just... I thought it was just kind of the thing that happened here. Just kind of...
Oh, no. That brown, furry butt just bouncing and bouncing. Oh.
You're on it. You're starting to sweat.
It's hot in here. It's hot in here. It's the fire chair. It's hot.
I mean, now that you mention it, actually, when we arrived on the beach, there were just a lot of naked people. It might have been a nude beach.
A lot of naked people.
Yeah. Yeah, just like everybody was naked there. I think it was just like it was kind of accepted, but I did see a woman there with a bunch of rat men.
Well, I mean, they're rats. Rats don't wear clothes.
Yes, but I mean, just like everybody was, I don't mean to your, you know, really poke the naked bear. Finkelstein was naked. It was he like almost instantly. Yeah, it was a blur.
Does he have those tearaway clothes?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. I can pretty much turn any garment into a tearaway
thing. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Excellent. Well. Yeah, exactly. You're wearing tearaway clothes right now. You want to show the court? You want to prove to the court?
I think this is
our second piece of evidence. Go, Finkelstein.
I'd prefer not to.
Rats. Rats, as
Mr.
They
Finkelstein,
say.
It has already been entered into evidence. You need to remove your clothing now.
Oh. Well,
it's gone down record. This is perjury if you don't prove to them that you can remove your clothes in one rip.
One rip? That's...
Cheryl, read back the record for me.
Why, yes, The head juror did say he could tear off his clothes in a single rip.
All right. Thank you, Cheryl.
I never said single rip.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw a single rip, Finkelstein.
You saw a single rip.
I heard single rip.
I think it was more like two
or three
rips.
I think you should just stop debating it and...
All right, well, I mean...
There's no jury left anyway.
Finkelstein, if you don't take your clothes off right now, I will have my guards come in here and execute you in the stands.
All right, well, I'm going to need a little bit more strength than my own for one tear.
So I can have someone come in and assist you.
You stay. I want you to grab my elbow, all right?
Your elbow?
My elbow, yeah. I'm grabbing my clothes.
All right.
It's a knot around my hand. All right.
All right, I guess.
You grab my elbow.
Here we go.
And then on three.
All right, one, two, three.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What?
Yeah, he's got a rat penis. Sorry. I didn't mean to shock you. I personally didn't know. Finkelstein, why didn't you tell me?
Because I don't.
It clearly is.
Well, let me explain. I don't on
Look at that hair.
I don't on most days of the week.
Wait, you have a... What do you mean, not most days of the week?
Not most days of the week.
Did a large rat approach you with an offer of penis switching?
Yes. It's magic.
But it's only for certain days?
It's only for certain days.
So this rat is banging my wife with your penis?
Oh my god.
Only on certain days.
Finkelstein. Finkelstein. I'm sorry, Your Honor. I didn't know. How could I have known he was switching penis with the Rat King?
Well, as the old saying in Margaritaville goes, thou who dealt the penis is guilty.
Well, you see, the thing.
Guilty!
Here's the thing. Once it's gone, I have no control over it.
A man's penis is a man's penis.
Well, it's not mine if it's on him, is it?
But his is on you.
Which means it's not his anymore, it's mine.
Listen, I would like to put my 5 cents in here. Basically, the Rat King, what he did was egregious, and yes, it was with my friend's magically altered penis. But I think a man should be guilty for his actions and not what he has provided to an adulterating rat.
How about the actions of one's phallus, huh?
Well, like I said, it's no longer my phallus if it's on him.
Trust me, Finkelstein doesn't think with either of his heads. I can guarantee that.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Don't want a rat penis doing your thinking for you.
It'll change back in a couple minutes. Just give it a little time.
Will it?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Wait, hold on. I hear something from outside. What is that? Oh my god!
Yes! It is I, the Rat King!
You bastard!
Well, it is nice to see you again, Judge.
Oh my god! Look at that beam!
Oh hey, buddy, what's up?
It is also nice to see you
again. Oh, friend, how's it going?
You were very gracious and took all of my dead rats from me.
You're very welcome.
Now, Judge, I just came back from giving your wife the old rat tail, if you know what I mean.
You're sticking your tail in her now? Is that what it is?
It was an innuendo, but you understand what I mean.
You dirty...
I can break it down if you're having problems.
Oh, well, all right, yeah, let's hear the breakdown.
Okay, well, see, he's basically saying that he's having sex with your wife.
Oh, you dirty rat!
Yeah!
You dirty rat person!
I have already scattered my minions across Margaritaville, and they will hand out dead rats and bring all of the wives.
No, not all of the wives.
This is terrible. Rat King, Finkelstein, how do you know this guy?
Oh, we go way back. We went to school together.
But you went to the same school as me. I don't remember him.
That's because I hung out with some cool people when you weren't around.
Oh, that's true.
The Rat King is not cool. He's lame.
I beg to differ. Only the coolest people bang the wives. And I'd say I'm about 5 cool based on that one.
No.
Wow, 5 cool.
Yes.
Committing 5 atrocities of the wife-banging kind.
Why, yes, and there's nothing you can do about it, Judge.
Is that so?
That is correct, because I am well hidden.
I can... You're in the aisle. We can all see you.
Wait.
You're speaking at full volume in a well-lit room.
This isn't the magical ball I sent?
No, it's you.
You mean I'm actually here?
Yeah.
Yes, you walked through the little door in the big doors. I don't know why you didn't use the big doors. Would have been much grander of an entrance. But yes, you walked through the door yourself.
Oh no. Quick, we've got him red-handed. Let's catch him right now.
Guards!
I'll help you guys out. Hold on, get back here. No, you'll never catch me. I am the Rat King. Get it back, I have my tail. Quick, Finkelstein, give me. I need to switch. I can't escape. We need to switch.
Order, there will be no penis switching in my courtroom.
I can't control when it switches. It's on a timer.
You keep that extremity attached to your body, or else...
You're too late, Judge.
No.
Fit through the small door now. I will see you later, Judge.
Somebody stop him.
Never.
Grab him by the penis.
And I leave you with this stinky cheese and this dead rat. Goodbye.
Well... Your Honor, I'm sorry we couldn't catch him.
Can I put my clothes on now?
Yes, I think that would be for the best.
All right, beautiful.
I'm, Your Honor, I would like to, I truly despise this Rat King. He's truly a vile man.
Join the club.
I think I would offer to hunt him down. And I would do it with the best of my abilities.
Would you do it for me?
Sadly, Finkelstein and I are on our own quest. And we cannot stray from that quest. We have promised the good people of our town that we will bring all of the cheese that the marauding shredders have taken. And we would bring it back to them. But I can promise you, when we get this cheese, we will come back. With all of the forces we can muster.
Yes.
And we will bring the Rat King to justice.
Come back. Return with cheese, and we shall lay a trap for the Rat King and all of his vermin.
Excellent. I'm with you there. We could definitely use less dead rats around.
Well, yes, far less. I've seen way too many dead rats today.
You've seen two.
That's too many.
I
Finkel Schnoz.
It's Schlinkelstein.
Oh, Schlinkelstein.
And Azturd.
Azturd.
Well, Your Honor, if you would, I leave you with that solemn promise. If you would drop the charges against us, we will have to sail for Margaritaville, but we will return when our quest is complete.
Yes. I'll agree to this agreement, provided you... sign this document.
Mm. Oh, okay, yes. What
kind of document?
No, you don't want to read the document.
No.
Just sign the document.
Don't read the document.
Oh.
Sign the document.
Okay.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah, okay.
It's a pretty
sure.
simple thing.
Yeah.
Here, you take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Sign that.
I need a pen.
Okay, here, take mine.
Okay. Do I sign it as Schlinkelstein or Finkelstein?
Dealer's choice, I suppose.
Finkel Schlinkel Steinstein.
Beautiful.
Good.
Excellent.
Good. Good.
Yes. Yeah. I'll just put Azturd.
Azturd.
And
good name. Strong.
There you
name.
Go. Here's the paper.
Thank you.
So we're free to go?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Excellent. Finkelstein. Let's get out of here. Put on some clothes first, really, Finkelstein.
I would put
yes,
my
please,
clothes on.
Please do. I think this penis is worse than the last one.
Well, my clothes seem to have fallen off again. I kind of ripped them off.
I can't keep myself from looking at it.
Yeah.
You don't want to. That's the that banged your wife. You probably don't want to look at that. Quick, all right, we're just going to help. Your Honor, we really appreciate just dropping the charges and guards. Just leave us be. We're not going to try to pull anything. Just let us out. All right, Your Honor, we will return. I can guarantee that.
Yes, my new job's here, so I have to return at some point. I'm the head of the jury.
Well, that's true. You do have to.
Yeah.
You are now in charge of the judicial system.
Yeah.
So, we'll be back. And whenever we can, we'll help you find the Rat King.
All right. This means a great deal to me. Good luck on your quest and further endeavors. Be gone.
All right, let's go, Finkelstein. All right.
So, how did that go in there?
Oh, we got all charges dropped.
Oh. Why? No, I don't care. Wait, yeah, just keep going on your way.
It was... No, I mean, I was going to explain. My plan was to use your paprika and to throw it into the judge's eyes and run away, but we didn't even have to do that.
Well, why didn't you do that with the Rat Man?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You saw the Rat King come in.
Yeah, he was a pretty stand-up guy.
Yeah, you would like the Rat King.
Yeah.
Spice maker.
Yeah, you know, he banged my wife and then he moved on.
Well, you know what? I feel no remorse, honestly, but... Thank you for the spices.
Yes.
We'll put them to good use. Maybe I'll find somebody else's eyes to throw the paprika in.
But you do that.
Until then, I hope we don't have to come back here, although Finkelstein,
you're going to have
to see him a lot. So.
Let's just leave.
All right. All right, let's just see you, spice maker.
Goodbye.
All right, Finkelstein. That was a close one. That was certainly interesting.
I've had closer.
that's true. I mean, I feel like we weren't, like, actively being attacked by something, so...
No, I mean, he was just kind of gloating there for a while.
Yeah, that's very true. I don't even really know why he came. That was a pretty bold move on his part.
Interesting, yeah.
But I guess it's a good time here. The mirror is really running out.
Yeah, true.
It's doing that blinking again. So, Citizens of Roadbed, as you can see, we put you first. The Rat King is truly devious, but we will bring him to justice only after we bring the Shredders to justice.
That's the game plan.
Yep. So we'll be off of Margaritaville soon, and back on the quest. Later.